Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello, and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. My name is Jordan Sparks, and I'm here with my husband, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
So we are here today starting off the introduction for a new mini-series that we're going to be doing. So Jared has these words that he has with our boys that they go through and they have them memorized. And it's kind of these stepping stones to biblical manhood. And they are worship, work, protect, provide, lead, love.
Love. That's right. So God tells Job, dress for action like a man. So it's six action words. And a lot of being a man is about what God has called us to do, the actions in which God has called us to live by. And so it was kind of a biblical survey of words about manhood. And as we're working through this, we're like, man, this is really helpful. It could be helpful for ladies as well. And these are six words that encapsulate what I think the Bible teaches on biblical womanhood. And these won't be new to you guys. You'll be familiar with these concepts for sure.
So when we had our daughter Providence, we were like, she needs her words. So they are worship, work, help, submit, fear nothing, and love. So we're going to go through and break down each one of these words. And whenever we decided to do this series, I wanted them to be things that you can listen to with your daughter. So they're going to be shorter episodes that will be conversation starters for you and your daughters, or it can also be for single ladies as well. But hopefully this will just give you guys a good foundation of what a biblical woman is and what they do.
And I think setting goals, or at least setting direction for people to know this is what we're going for biblically, this is what God has called us to, is really helpful for people. I think people need somewhat of a plan or a process on how to get somewhere when it comes to manhood and womanhood in particular. And for guys, what I've been trying to do is think through rites of passage about training up young men into being men. And these really could apply to ladies as well. I mean, you could have fun with training your daughters on what it means to be a worker as a woman, as a young woman. God has called both the man and the woman to work, but that takes masculine and feminine form, where God has given us direction on here's what work looks like for you and here's what work looks like for you. And you can really, you know, take these and apply them to your family and to your daughter and have some fun with this on, you know, really raising them up, almost rites of passage for your daughter into the process of being a woman.
So that's some things that we're going to be doing with our kids. For example, with Providence, when she trusts in Christ, we'll give her a Bible, explain to her that God created her to be a worshiper, and that'll be a special thing for our family. And then with work, when she comes to a certain age where we're seeing that she is able to work, and of course she's even working now as a three-year-old and contributing to our family.
What's her chores right now?
Her chores are to empty the little trash cans from the bathrooms really into the big trash can in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. and pick up toys and things like that. But even as she gets older, there'll be a time that we talk about this and talk about how God made her to work and to work hard and to work to his glory and the good of people around her. And there'll be a rite of passage involved with that where she has to do something special and monumental and an amount of work that will be important. And I'll probably buy her a kitchen tool as a reward or something, you know.
KitchenAid when she's 14.
Right, her very own KitchenAid mixer. But yeah, something special. So some things that you can think through with your daughters is some rites of passages that can go alongside these action words. And then, of course, you may have some different words that you want to incorporate for your families, but hopefully these will be a good launching point.
Yeah, and if you get into definitions, a woman is a person who's created in the image of God, fully created in the image of God, just like a man, but made feminine, made as a woman, and then commissioned as a woman. And one of the things I've told our guys and talked about on the podcast a lot is that every man should want to know everything that God has called him to, prohibited him from, and limited him from, given limits to him, like even in his body, what he can and can't do physically. So for ladies, what has God commissioned you to? What's the good work he's called you to? What has he prohibited you from? And then what has he limited you from? And those are things that you want to know. And I think with these words, there's a million different ways that these are going to apply. But these are big ideas. If you, again, just look at the Bible, New Testament and Old, here's what a woman is called to be and do. And that first piece, being a worshiper, why I think that's so critical that we start there for both the man and the woman, is that they take that idea the rest of their lives. They're always going to be a worshiper. And that's our goal with our children and with our grandchildren, is we want to see all of them know the Lord and walk with the Lord. And so as they develop into more and more responsibilities, more and more things that they're going to have to do in life, they're going to those activities and responsibilities as a worshiper of God, knowing that these things are being done not just for their own glory or not just for, you know, the fact that they have to be done, but they're being done for God's glory. They're working because these are good works that God has called them to. These actions are good actions that God has called them to. So I think with each of these, hopefully, you know, as we work through this and I kind of put my two cents in here and there, that, you know, the moms or ladies that are listening in could be helpful. And I think for the guys, that it can be helpful for them as well. They want to have some sort of grasp on what they're doing as they're helping raise daughters, because they have responsibilities and obligations to raise them as little girls, as little women. Raising their children in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord requires a man to know the difference between boys and girls and to raise them in that way.
Right. So if you've listened to Jared and I do the Shepherd's Crook podcast or to Fruitful and Fearless for very long, you've probably heard us talk about these rites of passages and these words, but we never had a spot where we had all of them recorded. So this will be the girl side of that, and then we may eventually do the boys on Shepherd's Crook or maybe on this one as well, so you could listen with your sons. So anyways, that is what we'll be doing.
Hey everyone, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.